Bonjour, chers auditeurs. Je suis ici avec Florian Jacquet du Rocket de Laval. Florian, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, just wanted to talk shop about, you know, the development curve that you've had. We've seen a lot of peculiar ways in which players from junior have come up, quickly hit the ground running in the AHL, and then really kind of gotten fans excited. You went from being a fourth round pick to being a top prospect for the organization over a 2 year span. Walk us through how unorthodox the last 3 years has been compared to other guys.
Yeah, well, I can even take it like 4 years. I mean, that year before I got drafted was, it was an eventful year. That was my first year in the OHL, and I was playing like on the fourth line and stuff, but I thought I was playing hard, playing good. A lot of teams were talking to me still, and I feel like some of my teammates were even a little surprised, like, how is this guy getting talked to a lot? But I don't know, and then Montreal ended up taking a chance at me in the fourth round, so that was a special moment for me, and obviously with my brother already being there, it was super cool for my family, and then we moved to Brantford in the OHL, and I took on a bigger role for the team and playing top line minutes with some like big time players, and yeah, we had a really good year there in Brantford, and I thought I played like some of my best hockey and developed my all around game. I obviously started scoring a lot more that year, and felt pretty confident and doing my thing physically. So yeah, and then I ended up signing after the playoff series against Ottawa, and I've been in Laval for the last 2 years, had a good first year, and looking to build on it this year.
Yeah, well, it was interesting because you were drafted the second year instead of the your 18-year-old year, but it was the 19-year-old year, you were eligible to go back to the OHL last year, but you managed to not only stick in Laval, but put up one of the more impressive goals per game rookie seasons that we've seen in the AHL in a long time. Like it's uncanny to be able to jump in and score as much as you did with the minutes that you got. So how did you go about maximizing your time on the ice and putting that kind of offensive output out there?
Yeah, I think the jump was definitely a little difficult for me at the start. It was tough. I don't think I had too many points. I had too many points at the start of the year, but
that should be a blooper. That should be a blooper.
No, it's all good.
Don't worry. My question can get answered and he can start. Yeah, okay. So go right. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's all good. No, but like I said, the jump was a little difficult for me at the start. And then I think I just adapted really well. I obviously was talking to the coaches a lot. I knew what they wanted out of me. I knew what I had to do to keep being in the lineup and being effective. And then I think just I slowly started gaining their trust a lot more and to put me out in certain situations. And then that kind of gives you as a player confidence to go out and do your thing. So I think I just capitalized on the opportunity that I got.
Well, I think one of the things that what was really interesting is, one of the reasons why we saw such a noted jump in your junior play is because you had a pretty solid growth spurt, right?
Yeah.
And then you get here and it's not so much the physical element, which we all know you have, but it seemed like you diversified your game to play a defensive role. You're playing a lot on the penalty kill and scoring on the penalty kill. So how has the defensive layering of your game kind of helped you in terms of giving you confidence?
Yeah, obviously in junior, like in the OHL, it's an offensive league, so you don't have to play defense as much as you do in the American League. And I think I really learned that after a couple games in the AHL. And I think I realized like that's a huge part of like my game and something I need to be really good at for me to like play at the next level. So I think I just embraced it. And then, like I said, the coach started putting me out in certain roles, like 6-on-5 and 5-on-4s. And that just gives you the confidence that he trusts you to do a job, and you just become second nature. You just go out and do it.
Yeah, and you look at the style as well, right? Like that kind of offensive ability without necessarily being put in the best offensive situations, right? Like only this year do we start really seeing kind of power play minutes to a degree. And we saw a lot more power play usage, during the rookie camp, for example, where you were playing with Kapanen and Demidov, right? So we're starting to see kind of an evolution of your offensive game. And so that's where I kind of want to bring this now, is that you worked on the defense. The physical side is obviously something we'll touch on. But when you talk about diversifying your offensive game, we know you have a shot. What about the playmaking style? Because I know that that's also a big component.
Yeah, I think I always had it. Growing up, I was a smaller, skilled forward because I was smaller than everyone else. And then I grew, and I still had that skill. But obviously, I wanted to add a physical kind of in-your-face hockey aspect of my game. So then once I got that, I still had the skill like in the back of my mind, and then I was just putting it all together. And I think my second year in the OHL, I did exactly that, and then I signed and came and did that here last year. So yeah, I think it was just more of a confidence thing. Like once I established what kind of player I want to be and the impact I want to have and stuff I want to do out there, and it's just confidence to go out and do it and be able to perform.
No, well, you talk about confidence booster, right? Like, how do you handle the Canadiens draft video coming out in 2023 and Nick Bobrov legit just calling you a unicorn?
Like, yeah, I
mean, how does that work?
No, that was pretty cool to see, obviously, that he's seen something in me before anyone else did. And I think that just gives you a lot of confidence to see that the organization thought of that before I was even here. So, and they took a chance on me in the fourth round. So yeah, it's just obviously that gives you a lot of confidence.
And one of the comments that Martin Lapointe made after you were being drafted was they knew they didn't have to necessarily do a really deep background check because they knew you already from dealing with Arbor and that they trusted the family roots. So how big has having Big Brother Arbor been in your development and in terms of being able to not only assess yourself as your own individual player, but having someone to lean on in case you need help?
Yeah, I mean, like everything I went through, he went through before. So we were both late bloomers and he didn't even get drafted or anything. He just signed and then ended up playing a year later.
Do you chirp him for that?
No. I mean, because he's in the NHL and I'm exactly. not, so I can't really chirp him. But no, yeah, having a brother to lean on like that's, I mean, a lot of guys don't have that. So I try to take advantage of it, ask him a lot of questions. And if anything's going wrong, I talk to him about it because he's been in my shoes before. So, yeah.
And then, obviously, you know, one of the sweeter moments during the preseason was when both you and your brother were dressed for the same game. Your mom drove down from the GTA. To watch you play. Like, can you walk me through what that day was like? Was it actually a surprise? Like, she's just surprised you in the hotel room when you guys woke up?
No, so yeah, we were in the same group at camp for a little bit, and usually like, when you're in the same group, like that's the teams you're gonna be playing on. So then we didn't really like think anything of it because last year we didn't get a game together, and like obviously that's something we wanted to experience. And then we went for a morning skate, and obviously there's guys still getting scratched and stuff, so you don't know who's playing. And then we seen both of our names up there, and then we texted. He actually texted in our family group chat saying, like, both boys are in, like, the brothers will make their first appearance together, something like that to our group chat. And then, like, obviously our siblings and our parents were there, like, through the roof excited because we've never played together. And then... yeah, and then, I mean, next thing you know, we go back, take our pregame naps. I wake up, and I just hear rumbling out there. Like, my brother talking to someone. I was like, who could be here right now? And then I go out from my nap, and I look, and I see my mom. So it was a full surprise, and she just said she had to make it. She told her boss. Actually, her boss told her, you got to go watch this game, like, this is like something you've been waiting for your whole life, and so have the boys. So, I mean, it was a special moment, and then for the game to go the way it did, for us both to score, and I mean, I got into a fight too. She was a little worried, but no, to see her emotional and see that she was like on the camera a lot of the game, it was really cool for her, and I mean, for me and my brother too. It's special to have a parent that's willing to drive the day of the game and surprise us just to show her support. So, yeah.
It's massive, massive support group to be like that. And honestly, we made the joke on the press box. All three Jack guys should have gotten a star that day.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
So, you know, talking about the preseason, you were one of the last cuts. Obviously, you've gotten to a lot of games, were able to go to the retreat with the team. What was that like in terms of getting you kind of stabilized in the idea that, hey, the NHL is a reality?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was the longest I've ever been at camp last year or this past camp, and going to Quebec was really cool. I mean, it was a week with the team, knowing all the guys, getting closer with them. It was like pretty much what I thought it was like a week in the NHL. Like that's exactly how it would be. We had a game in Quebec, and then we came back here and played. So yeah, and I played a lot of preseason games. I thought I showed what kind of player I am, obviously. with the physical aspect, and those Ottawa games, those were funny. But no, to see it, that was one of the last cuts was, I mean, it's good to see, because, I mean, obviously the team's taking interest in you and they think that you're right there. And I mean, I just got to keep playing here and then hopefully one day get called up.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things is, you know, if Nick Bobrov thinks that you can project to be a unicorn, it's because they see you as more than simply just, you know, your average of the run fourth liner. They see more offensive ability or being able to play multiple roles in the NHL. And obviously there's the size element, which fans adore, but there is the offensive side of things. And so that brings me to my next question is, you know, this season seems to be an important one in terms of being able to develop that full two-way game where you're able to play in an offensive situation, not simply just on the PK. You know, the team is kind of figuring things out now offensively with guys coming back from injury. Where do you think your offensive game is at, and where do you think you can take it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously those first two games in Manitoba, I didn't think I was like the best, but after that, I thought it was just because, I don't know, maybe I had a long camp, and it's tough getting on the plane back and forth to Manitoba and playing those games, but no, after that, I thought I'd been playing pretty well. Obviously, my points aren't the best right now, but I'm not really looking like too much into that because, I mean, that's not like what my whole game's about. That's gonna come, like they're gonna go in. So, but I think just playing hard every game, obviously being physical and just help my team out in any way possible.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, being able to play a role, you play center, shoot left. It's an organizational need at the big club, and then obviously being able to play PK. And now, obviously, getting a little bit of, you know, experience on the power play when possible, like you're showing that you're able to play in every kind of situation, so that if there is a call up, they can plug you which way or form. Where do you see yourself as a player if you were to project yourself as an NHLer?
I mean, that's a tougher question. Like right now, obviously, I know you when you get called up, you usually start on the fourth line, and you kind of have to like win every day to stay there and kind of build yourself up and see if you can keep moving up lines. But like as of right now, I know if I were to get called up, that's where I'd start. But mm-hmm. I mean, obviously I want to be a guy that can be relied on in any situation, like you were saying. So I just want to be like a player who can win faceoffs, obviously kill penalties, be net front on the power play if they need me to be. Like, I mean, I'm willing to do anything, so.
Yeah, and I think that's a championship mentality. And so as we kind of get into the nitty-gritty on this, one of the things that I've really kind of taken attention to is, you know, the two-way game, of course. When we talk about playing in the NHL, playing with your brother, you guys, from what I understood, also grew up Canadiens fans. What was that like in the GTA?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's surrounded by a lot of Leafs fans and stuff. It was my dad and my brother. They were the original like Montreal fans. I was like, I just liked whatever I got. Like I would go to school and there'd be like gifts we would get or whatever from the teacher. I got like a Philadelphia hat, so I was like a Philly fan for a little bit, and then obviously I just did whatever my brother and my dad liked. So then they liked the Habs, and then that's when I actually started like watching hockey and realized like I liked the Habs too. And I mean, all my friends were Leaf fans, but I'd go to a lot of Leafs games, like yeah, with my buddy when I could. So, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty cool to be drafted and signed to your favorite team.
Tell me about it. Who was one of the players that stuck out to you as a kid?
I mean, Pacioretty was like special here when he was a captain. He played unbelievable. I mean, I watched him a lot. So yeah, I would say him.
Awesome. And then, you know, when it comes to today, you know, you playing for your brother, playing for the Canadiens, you part of the Canadiens organization. Are there bragging rights now with them being like, my kids play for the Habs or my kids are Canadiens now?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, my dad, he's the most pumped up father ever. Like, he's fired up that his boys are with the Canadiens. So he's definitely telling his buddies. But I mean, they're all supportive too. They love it and they're always watching, so it's cool.
And so for someone that grew up watching the team, what was it like in the preseason watching a sold out Bell Center and just the noise and the emotion? How did you process that?
Yeah, I experienced it last year when I played New Jersey for one preseason game. That was unbelievable. And then we had the rookie tournament this year, and they sold it out, and I mean, it was probably mostly because Demi was playing, but yeah. But no, that was cool. And then we got to play, like, I think I played two games at the Bell Center mm-hmm. preseason, so that was, I mean, it's a special crowd, special building. It's, I don't think there's any other rink and fan base that are the same, so it's awesome.
And I guess last question for you on this one, because obviously being in the Canadiens organization, being a Canadiens fan, but also being in Montreal now, like, there's one thing to be like a diaspora fan where you're a fan of a team but you don't actually live in that city. Now that you do, do you see the impact that this team has locally on the people, not just the Canadiens in Montreal, but also the Laval Rocket within Laval?
Oh, for sure. I mean, obviously, I live downtown, so anywhere you walk, like, there's always people that are wearing jerseys on a random day, or they notice you, like, in a grocery store or something. So it's, I mean, it's awesome to see how passionate the fan base is here.
And a lot of people shy away from that. They just don't like being recognized, or they don't want the adulation. Like, how do you kind of process that?
I mean, it's a part of the job. Like, you're going to get recognized when you go out. Even in Laval, like, a lot of our players get recognized here, so it's a part of the job. So it's, you kind of got to embrace it, and obviously, like, that's what you're getting paid to do. So,
and that is it for this one, but we want to just thank you for your time. Obviously,
yeah,
we want to wish you the best for this season, and like we do on most of these interviews, we wish you a very quick run up to the NHL, so
thank
we
you
can see that first goal firsthand.
Thanks a lot,
appreciate it.
Thanks.